By nature of working in healthcare, experiencing a crisis that could take any form is inevitable. Like the one we're experiencing right now on an extreme level worldwide with the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of you will find yourselves in a situation where you're called to lead a project or a team or even a whole department. Some of you will continue doing so. Whether or not this is in your job description, all of a sudden, you are needed. There are a couple things to consider when you're presented with the opportunity to lead through crisis. The first is to demonstrate a sense of calm. Your demeanor, the words you choose to use, and even your nonverbal cues like your posture are essentially billboards that people will look to in order to decide how they should respond to a situation. The second is to be authentic and honest in your communication. Especially in times of crises, delivering truthful messages with confidence, even if that truth is hard to swallow, will encourage and reinforce why your team should follow your lead. And third, consider that you will be faced with making hard decisions. Don't avoid those decisions, but at all times be compassionate. Everyone deserves integrity and dignity and compassion, especially in the midst of crisis. And as the saying goes, anyone can hold the helm when the sea is calm. It's how you navigate treacherous waters that determines what kind of leader you've become. Sterile processing departments around the world are built from resilient, competent individuals. And we need you all to lead now more than ever. Thank you for joining me for another 60-Second Growth Spurt. I'm Lindsay Brown, and I'll see you next time.